USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, has announced the Republicans that will be on the January 6th Commission. Ultimately, Speaker Nancy Pelosi can veto his choices. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has made his choices to sit on the special House committee created to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Politico reporting that the five Republicans that will sit on the committee are Jim Banks of Indiana, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Troy Nels of Texas. If approved by the Speaker, they'll join the eight representatives selected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, including Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, to sit on the investigatory committee that will hold its first hearing on July 27th.
The threat of thunderstorms and lightning has prompted Oregon officials to ask for help from the wildfires running rampant through their state. One massive fire in the state, the Boot Lake Fire, has grown to a third the size of Rhode Island, 300 miles southeast of Portland. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Biden continued to wear a mask after getting the COVID-19 vaccine. President Biden said Facebook was killing people. President Biden says misinformation is killing Americans. Trying to make sense of it all, Tim Bird from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is walking back comments regarding Facebook killing people, the administration slamming Facebook for allowing free speech on the platform. Biden saying the spread of misinformation by roughly a dozen people on Facebook is causing vaccine hesitancy across the country.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking it personally, and somehow I'm saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Have a great day, my friend. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As Texas Democrat lawmakers run away from their responsibilities because they don't like the legislation, puts a major black eye on Texas politics. So says Texas State Senator and former teacher Angela Paxton, Republican. She tells Fox News their actions are stunning.
The irony is really stunning. If indeed the place to be, if you care about protecting the vote, which is what this bill really is about, it's not D.C., it's in Texas. And the irony of holding a position as an elected official where your job literally is to vote on behalf of your constituents and then to leave and refuse to vote is beyond me. The thing that I would say is this is not like Texas politics, and I think that's part of what's very frustrating about this. I'm in the Texas Senate. We have a quorum, although we only have four of our Democrats still here in the state, but we do have enough to continue to do the work of the Texans that we all represent. But it's not the way we've done business. I think Texas has always been known for its ability to get things done, 150 House members and 31 senators. And so it's pretty frustrating that these House Democrats have resorted to D.C.-style politics instead of Texas-style politics.
My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.